So we learned the Gemara on the bottom of Mem Tes Amud Aleph that the Gemara says one who forgot to say in the Birchas Hamazon, there's a special bracha to be recited if he didn't start HaTeva Meitav yet. One who forgot Yalav Yavai, there's another special bracha. On Shabbos Yontav, there's a Chasima, on Rosh Chodesh, he's Mesupik. What did he hear from Rav? Is there a Chasima? Is there not a Chasima? So we don't say the Chasima. And then it's Mesupik on Rosh Chodesh, whether he mentioned Simcha or not. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, because on the Ramban in the Hasagas on the Sefer HaMitzvahs writes, based on the Goyim, the Tur in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh quotes from the Goyim that Rosh Chodesh there is a Chi of Simcha, in the Torah. So you see that there is a Chi of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh, but Chutz Le Begvulden there's no Chi of Simcha. So that's the Gemara Sofek, should we mention Simcha on Rosh Chodesh or not? Okay. Where are we? The last line. Gidl, the last line of Mem Tes Amud Aleph in the Gemara. Gidl Bar Minyam Habikoi Kamei de Rav Nachman. He was in the presence of Rav Nachman. Tor Rav Nachman, he forgot to what? Yalav Yoba or something. It would say, Vohodor L'Reisha. He went back to the beginning of the Birchas Hamas. Omalei, my time of in Mahachi. Why do you have to go back to the beginning? Because, Omalei, the Omer Rav Sheila Omer Rav, Tor Chazal L'Reisha. I frag the Gemara, v'ha'omer avhuna, omer avto, omer bachshan asan. You say a special bracha, why do you go back? One should just say the special bracha. So he says, no, don't we have a limitation. Omalei, so Rav Nachman tells him, labit marlo, don't we have a comment in connection with these special brachas? Omer avin ashe batachlifa, omer avin ashe anorla, shalei pasal batoiv ameitiv, pasal batoiv ameitiv, choyzeh l'rosh. You have to go back. What do you mean Chayza L'Rosh? L'Rosh means L'what? What does Rashi say L'Rosh? One could have said L'Rosh, go back to the beginning of the Bracha of Rachim No, Al Yisrael Amecho, and then you'll mention Ritzeya Yalav Yovai in the middle of Rachim. So Rashi doesn't translate like that. Rashi says Hodo L'Resha L'Tchilas Birchas Hamazon Kidi Amrinon. He makes a Tzushto. Just like it says on Daf Chav Tesam Veis L'Gabi Tfilo. Okay, it's Raglal, Chayzal L'Rosh. Someone forgot Yalav Yovah in the Shmona Esrei. So let him, and he's still a davening Shmona Esrei, so let him go back to Ritzeh. Let him go back to Ritzeh. But if he already finished the whole Shmona Esrei, then you have to daven over from the beginning. You don't just go back to Ritzeh. Let's say a person walks in the middle of the Shmona Esrei. So walking, l'chatchili, you're not supposed to walk around. But if he did walk, so he's yotze b'diavad d'shmones. He's mafsik in the middle of the shmones. It's a b'diavad yotze. Only shokadelik maskula is an issue. There's a machlokes in the Gemara where the shokadelik maskula passels any mitzvah. Tkir shofar, any mitzvah. Kriyashma. So we say sometimes it does passel, sometimes not. We saw a tesis, no? So there were two opinions. One opinion was that Shok Delik Maskula by davening, Pasul's B'dievet. And the Ramah said, no, it doesn't depend on davening versus everything else. It depends, was he Machmas Onsoi? Was he Shok Delik Maskula just he decided to pause? Or he wasn't allowed to daven? He was Keneged Soya, Keneged Erevo. He wasn't allowed to daven for such a long period of time, Shok Delik Maskula. So walking around doesn't Pasul. So let's say the person forgot Yalav Yavoi, and then he steps back three steps, Okaris Raglov. So why do you say that it's Chayzal L'Rosh? The Gemara says Chayzal L'Rosh. Just go back to the beginning where it says walking doesn't passel, and Shehiyah doesn't passel, and Hefzik doesn't passel. He said other things in between. So just go back to Ritzeh. The answer is no. Since Okaris Raglov finished the whole davening, Chayzal L'Rosh, Hasam Hudik Akiris Raglayim, when you finish the whole tefillah, then you can't go back to the beginning. Avahocha, by benching, there is no concept of, you're up to bench with your feet together. Avahocha, siyam abracha, hu akiris raglayim. When you finish, v'nu rachma v'yisholayim amein, that's the end of the whole benching. Atayv ameitiv, lav deraisa means it's not even with the rabbanon, it's not even part of the benching. So you finish the whole benching. So that's the equivalent of akaraglo. Other Rishonim, some Rishonim disagree with Rashi. So Rashi has an Arichus here to explain that it's not correct. Others say, Kolzman, that he's still saying, Atoiv HaMeitiv, that's like Tachnun HaMachat Filos. And Rashi holds, no, that the Tachnunim Achat Tfilah says only by Shmona Esrei. And here, once you finish Bein Rachma Yerushalayim Amen, that's the equivalent of Oka Raglov over there. So if Oka Raglov, we have to start all over again. That's how we paskan, like Rashi said. Chazal Rosh doesn't mean you go back to Rachim. Chazal Rosh means you go back to the beginning of the whole Birchus Hamazon. Okay, Amar Avidi Bar Rav and Amar Av Amar Amar Av Nachman Amar Shmuel. Wow. Amar Av Nachman Amar Shmuel. And he remembered the whole Masor. I heard from him. He said from him. So what did he say already? Tovel Hiskush Avish Chodesh Betfilo Machzir Moser. Person forgets the Alavi Yavan Nishman Esri, has to repeat the whole davening. But if he forgets in Birchus Hamazon, Ei Machzir Moser. You don't have to recite the benching all over again. Why not? Amalei Ravavin the Rav Amram Maishna Tfila Maishna Brachus Hamazon. Why is there a difference? Amalei Afli Didi Kashali. I didn't understand either why there's a difference. Shaltiel the Rav Nachman. Rav Amram heard it from Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman. Who said it over here? Ravidi Bar Ravin said he heard it from Rav Amram, who heard it from Rav Nachman, heard it from Shmuel. So Rav Amram says, I don't understand either. So yes, Rav Nachman, who told it over to me in the name of Shmuel, and he gave me the difference. After the Dikashali, Ushiltiel the Rav Nachman, the one who told it to me, Vyomali, Minei the Mashmuel, he told it over in the name of Mashmuel. He's called Mr. Shmuel because he never got smicha. Mashmuel. Rav got smicha, he was called Rav. Shmuel didn't get smicha. The Gemara tells a story that they both decided they're going to go to Chutz Lortz and to establish yeshivas. Because in Babel they were very weak in Shmiras HaMitzvahs. So Rav succeeded in getting smicha. And then Shmuel, every day something else came up. And then the boat was leaving. So they had to leave. And they left. They didn't get smicha. Once you're not in Eretz Yisrael, then you can't get smicha. Smicha is only... can only be conferred if both the Masmech and the Musmech are both in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara seems to say in Sanhedrin, in the first place, they don't have to be Zebif Neizeh. You can give Smicha Shaloi Befana. But it has to be. They both have to be in Eretz Yisrael. So he left. He left Eretz Yisrael so that he lost his chance to get Smicha. Shain. So they call him Marshmo because he never got Smicha. So he said the difference is Vomali Minein the Marshmo. I never heard from Shmuel the explanation why. Let's figure it out on our own. Tfilo de choybahi. You're obligated to daven 3 times a day. Rosh Chodesh got to daven musa 4 times a day. Machzira moso. You have to say yalav yav. If you don't say yalav yav, you didn't daven properly. But bichas mezaino, you weren't mechuyev to eat in the first place. Diboy yochel, diboy lo yochel. Ei machzira moso. Reg the Gemara, really? That's the reason why? Elamayata, if that's the reason, then it should follow Shabbos of Yom Tam de la Saga de la Ocha Achanami Ditoi Hodar. You mean by benching on Shabbos, if you forget to say Yalvaya would have to bench over again? Amalayen, yes, that is correct. This distinction between davening and benching is only on Rosh Chodesh, but on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when there's an obligation to eat a meal, so then even if you forget to say Yalvaya and benching, you have to bench over. And Amar Rav Shela, Amar Rav Toh Chozal LeRoish. If you get Ritzei Yalva Yalva, you have to bench over again. Then he asked the Makasha, why is Chozal LeRoish? Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Toh Emer Baruch Shinos and Shabbosus, etc. Why do you have to be Chozal LeRoish? Just add on that bracha. So he says, yeah, that's only if you didn't start on Tov HaMeitiv. That's what he answered. Lavit Marlo, don't we have a comment on that then? No, Shana Allah Shalai Pasa Ba Tov HaMeitiv. Pasa Tov HaMeitiv, Chozal LeRoish. Gotta go over again. Here Tosis has the top Tosis has the famous Kasha. What do you mean Rosh Chodesh you're not mechuyev to eat? There's a whole Megillas Tainus, a whole list of holidays, and the Megillas Tainus starts off with Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, goes in order on the months of the year, and lists off all the holidays that were instituted during this month by Sheni, with the Rabbanon that you're not allowed to fast, and Rosh Chodesh is Mochamana, not Rosh Chodesh Rishu, you're not allowed to fast. So what do you mean? The Gemara says, "Iboy yachal, iboy lo yachal." V'im toimar, v'ho habi Rosh Chodesh from the days, the Lodas Hanah, b'ho me Megillas Tainus. it's mochomer. The Pashtus is, I think Rosh Chodesh is an Issa deraisa. The Gemara says in the end of Tainus, Rosh Chodesh is deraisa. So the two ways to read the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh, it's a din deraisa that you're not allowed to fast, or Rosh Chodesh is a yantav deraisa. You don't need the rabbis and the Baisheni to institute it. Maybe the Issa to fast is only with the Rabbanim. I think there's a Rambam somewhere where the Rambam says that the Issa to fast on Rosh Chodesh is an Issa deraisa. So how can the Gemara say, Ibo yachal, Ibo lo yachal? I'm not a fast on Rosh Chodesh. They says, no, it doesn't mean if you Ibo lo yachal, period. It means Ibo lo yachal, pass. If you don't want to, you didn't have to eat bread. If you would have had something else other than bread, so then you wouldn't have to recite Bichzamos and just say Bar Nefashos. They say Bar Nefashos, so you don't mention Rosh Chodesh. So since Ibo lo yachal, pass, if you eat bread, if you mechuyif to eat bread, then you mechuyif to recite Birchas HaMazon, then you mechuyif to say Yalav Yavai, then you can say it's me'akev. But in Shabbos and Yontif, you mechuyif to eat pas. So that's why if you didn't, that's why if you didn't mention it, say Yalav Yavai, you have to bench over again. That's what the last few lines, the last 10 lines in Tosfos, the last 13 lines in Tosfos, and that Tosfos says, Surah Shlisha Shal Shabbos, and the Surah Pekarif, Shema Hiboy Lo Yochel El Amini Tagima. Maybe you don't have to have pas, maybe you only have to have once by Yom and once by Laila, we spoke last week, because the Gemara speaks about Kvod Yom and Kvod Laila. The Gemara says that Kvod Yom, Odev Mikvod Laila, and the Magen Aron quotes the Zohar, Kvod Laila, Odev Mikvod Yom. So we said, Rav Soloveitchik said, both the Zohar and the Gemara, they both have an assumption that there's a separate din kvod yom and a separate din kvod laila. Pashtus says it does mean kvod, it means onik, it's kibud to be onik. So the Bir Agro, the end of Hilchos Yontif on the Shulchan Aruch, says that kibud refers to all the hachonis that you do in advance of Shabbos, and onik refers to all the pleasures that you have on Yontif. So the Pashtus in the Gemara means kvod yom and kvod laila, means onik, it doesn't mean kovid, it means onik. So there's a separate din onik yom. Shapidin onig laila on chalamay. There is no chiyuv kibud v'yoni. There's a din of simcha, but there's no chiyuv kibud v'yoni. We are assuming that there is a din of kibud v'yoni on yontif. That's like the Rambam. Somehow the Gemara has been forgotten. The Gemara said that the din of kibud v'yoni doesn't apply on yontif. The Gemara beferish and beitzer like that. Shabbos karvas. Whatever food you eat on Shabbos is called achilas keva, because of kibud v'yoni. And a yontif is not kaveh. Gemara says why? Because of the din of kibud v'yoni. So it sounds beferish that yontif does not din of kibud v'yoni. So somehow we're ignoring that Gemara. We're assuming like the Rambam. The Rambam writes all the four dinim zocha b'shamar kibud v'yoni. He says there are four mitzvahs on Shabbos: two in the chumash and shnayim shen is parshal aydei hanavim. Two in the chumash are zocha b'shamar. And Tushin is partial like Dei Hanavim. That's where the Rambam holds that Kiddush and Yontav is the Raisa. And the Magen Mishnah quotes are those who disagree that Kiddush and Yontav is only the Rabbanim. So the Rambam says there are four mitzvahs on Shabbos: Zochah v'Shomer and Kibud v'Yoni. Shlam Shen is partial like Dei Hanavim. That's the question. What does the word Nisparshal mean? Nisparshal means that they were mentioned by the Nevi'im, or the Nevi'im interpreted. They gave a pirush that Kibud v'Yoni are also included in Zochah. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. Maybe kibud v'yoni is a pirush. Maybe it's really a din d'oraisa. That's a question. Yeah.
We mentioned last week that the reason that bread, we said it's not part of the Suda Shabbos because you can choose to fast and you enjoy fasting more.
Yeah.
So how does that make the chiyuv of bread on Shabbos and Yontif such that you would have to repeat?
Obligatory. Yeah. It means by a normal person. I'm normalized. I'm not. By a normal person who enjoys eating better than fasting, so by such a person who enjoys eating better, so he's mechuyif to have pas. If a person enjoys fasting better, he's not mechuyif to have pas, okay? It means if the person enjoys, most people enjoy eating better than fasting, so then the din of oinig Shabbos requires that we should eat pas, not just to eat something. You're mechuyif to have pas. So what does the Rebbe still think about Suda Shlisha? Maybe it's a minute tagima. Where did he get this? Where did he get the expression minute tagima? Where does it come from? Minute tagima. So it's the Gemara in Sukkah says the rest of the yeshiva is learning Sukkah, so we got to keep up a little bit. So Gemara in Sukkah has a machlekes hatanaim and the mishnayos. One Tana Reb Lezer holds you have to have 14 sudas on Sukkahs. Achas balayla v'achas bayom. Every day of Sukkot, because it says Basukas Teshuvah came to Duru. Just like it's normal, everybody has breakfast and supper every day. People eat two meals a day. So too, you have to have two meals a day. Basukas teshva shivas yomim. You have to have breakfast and supper, two meals every day in the sukkah, 14 meals. Then the Gemara says, Rav Blazer backed out. So it's a question exactly, but whatever he said, we don't pass like him anyway. The question, maybe even he himself may have backed out. So we paskin, basukas teshva came to duru. Madira, if the guy doesn't want to eat, he wants to skip breakfast, he wants to skip supper. You know, I'm a chayiv to have breakfast and supper every day of the year. So he said, fine, teshva came to duru. So then, so Rav Blazer has two dinim. One din could be that he backed out from all them. One that he said, you got to eat chayv adam lechel, you dalet sudas and the sukkah. V'chacham mamrim, not mechayiv to. Then Rav Blazer says, and if he didn't have all the 14 meals in the sukkah, he can make tashlumen on Shmini Atzeres. And the Chacham disagree, ain't a dover tashlumen. So the Gemara says, what do you mean tashlumen on Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres, you have to have a sudah because of Shmini Atzeres. The meal that you eat on Shmini Atzeres can't be considered a tashlumen for the meal that you skipped one day of Sukkot, of the 7 days of Sukkot, you skipped breakfast or supper. You didn't have breakfast or supper in the Sukkot. So Rabbi Blazer in the Mishnah says you can make tashlumen on Shmini Atzeres. What do you mean? But whatever you eat on Shmini Atzeres, that's Sudah Shmini Atzeres. Moshe says, no, you got to have an extra snack on Shmini Atzeres. You've got to have a mini tagima. That's going to make up for the meal, from the 14 meals that you missed on Sukkah. So the Rabbi Natam says, you see from that Gemara, that mini tagima is good to be a Sudah. You don't say that by definition every Sudah has to have pas. No. Some Sudahs don't need pas. So you can be yotze with mini tagima. Rabbi Blazer Shiti can be yotze mini tagima. The meals that you're going to have on Shmini Atzeres are going to be for the yontav of Shmini Atzeres. You're going to have a meal by Laila, meal by Yom. On Yontav, we don't have Shabbos Shudas. The Rambam writes that on Yontav also there's a Chiv Shabbos Shudas, because the mon didn't fall down, not on Shabbos, not on Yontav. That's a Gemara, the first daf in Beitza, the base on the base. The mon didn't fall down on Yontav. Tosis points out there are those who mistakenly thought that only the mon didn't fall down on Shabbos because you're not allowed to carry. But on Yontav, you're allowed to carry Ochel Nefesh. So the mon came down and the people picked up the mon. So Tosis said it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbah says, Chol mechon l'Shabbos, Chol mechon l'Yontav, Ein Shabbos mechon l'Yontav, Yontav mechon l'Shabbos. So you see, beferish that the mon didn't fall down, not on Shabbos, not on Yontav. Ayit says, Vayvarach lechem el shamashvei, Vayikadosh also. And Rashi HaChemesh quotes, Bercha b'mon, Kitcha b'mon. What does it mean? Bercha b'mon, Bracha means extra. That there was a double portion of mon. There was lech mishnah on Friday. And Kitcha b'mon, Kedusha means abstaining. The mon didn't fall down on Yontav. So if it says by means that the mon didn't fall down on Shabbos and the double portion fell down on Erev Shabbos, and we say in the davening, what do we say in the davening? That Shabbos is more mekudesh and is more bracha than any other day. So it sounds like Shabbos alone the mon didn't fall down. There was a bracha and a kedusha on Shabbos with respect to the mon. But on Yantav, the mon did fall down. So Taisa said, that's not what it means. Taisa said, the mon tasted better on Shabbos than it did on Yantav. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that the mon did fall down on Yantav. It's against the Gemara. Mark said, Beferish, the mon did not fall down on Yantav. So that's a question. How come Lechem Mishnah, we do insist on having on Yantav? That's the whole machlokes. On Pesach night, by the Seder, do you have 2.5 matzahs or do you have 1.5 matzahs? Because you must have lech mishnah. So Tosfos says you got to have lech mishnah. So you need 2 shleimas. Then you need lech money. Madakshin halani beprusa. You need a prusa. So you have 2.5. You have 2 shleimas because of lech mishnah, and you have a prusa because of the lech money. And the other rishonim, the Rambam follows the Rif that the prusa is supposed to affect the din of lechem mishnah. Instead of having 2 shleimas, you have 1.5. You don't have 2 shleimas. You're going to have 2.5. So how is it called the prusa? Or daka shalani be prusa? Oni doesn't have 2.5. Oni has a half. Has less than normal. He doesn't have more than normal. So that's a machleikah. So they're all assuming the whole machleikah is taisus, the big taisus in psochem, and the taisus in brachas we had. The two opinions in taisus and the Rambam and so on. The whole story is assuming that you need lechem mishnah on Yontav because the mon didn't fall down on Yontav. So that's the question. How come we don't have Shabbos Shudas? So the Rambam holds that you do need Shabbos Shudas on Yontav. But the Bir Agra points out it's against the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in the end of Masechus Ma'aseh Sheni that there's only Shalosh Sudas on Shabbos, no Shalosh Sudas on Yom Tov. So that's the question, why not? If it's Zecha Laman, and you have a Zecha Laman on Yom Tov, that you have a Lecha Mishnah, so why don't you require Shalosh Sudas? Or Rav Shlomo Levilner quotes a Kasha from his Rebbe, why don't we have, when you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov, why don't we have, instead of Lecha Mishnah, you should have Lecha Meshulosh? Because three shares of Mon fell down. When you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov, so the 2 days in a row, that Mon is not going to fall down. So they had to have Lecha Meshulosh, not Lecha Mishnah. On Erev, Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. So why don't we make a Zecha to that? So he has a Kasha, he works on that Kasha. So the Rei distinguishes. He says the two meals on Shabbos, one is called Yom, one is called Laila, those have to be Pas. And if you don't have Pas, you're not Yotze the Suda. But the third Suda, that's only Zecha Laman, that you need three, so that, you need a third meal. As far as that's concerned, Hayom, 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 Losim, Tzu, Basoda, that's what Tosfos says, given the Alfinim Imon, and it says on the side, Shabbos, Kufi, Yitzayin, Amibes, Alfinim Imon, you could have had all the three meals, could have been Mini Targima. The only reason why you have to have one meal by Laila, one meal by Yom, with Pas, is because of the din of Kvod Yom and Kvod Laila. So that's what he said last week. Let's say a person, for some reason or another, didn't eat the meal on Leil Shabbos, didn't feel well, didn't eat the meal on Leil Shabbos, going to eat all the three meals by Yom. So the Pashto should come out that you only need one of them should have Pas, and the other two can consist of Mini Tagima. That's what it should come out. I don't know what it says in Shulchan Aruch, but based on this explanation, it should follow like that. So that's what Tosfos says, that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Iboy Yochad, Iboy Lo Yochad, Amash Chodesh means, if he doesn't want to eat Pas, he doesn't have to. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Balayla Bayom, he has to eat. So then Tosfos says, V'teimo, the Aminim V'suke, Daf Chob Zayin, Iboy Yochad, Iboy Lo Yochad, Chutz Milaylo HaRishon, Yafina Chamishosu, Chamishosu Mechag HaMatzis. So it comes out from the Gemara that in the morning of the first day Sukkot, on the morning of the first day Pesach, or the last day Pesach, Hashmiyata, you're not mechuyif to have Pas. Only Laila Harishon of Pesach and Laila Harishon of Sukkot, because you're learning Zer Shabbat Chamishos Chamishosar. And here we're telling us, and our Gemara, the Gemara conveys the impression, the Gemara conveys the impression that on every Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're mechuyif to have Pas. One meal by Yom, one meal by Laila, that's what it sounds like. So there is an opinion in the Rishonim that that's what it means in the Gemara. The only time the Gemara says, Shabbos is Yamim Tovim, you have to have Pas, is Laila HaRishon of Pesach and Laila HaRishon of Sukkot. The other days of Yom Tov, you don't have to have Pas. Everything is good enough with Mini Tagima. Yeah, but we don't follow that opinion. We assume that the Gemara says, Shabbos is Yamim Tovim, goes on all the Yamim Tovim. So what do you do with that Gemara in Sukkot Dav Chav Zayin? Iboy yochel, iboy lo yochel, except for Laila HaRishon of Pesach and Sukkot. So Tosfos gives an answer. Yeshlam edahoche perusha. Ein tzorach lechol b'sukkah, im lo yirtze. Aber b'shul yom tev tzorach lechol. The Gemara there in Sukkah, that chavzai means, mitam sukkah, you're not mechuyah. But mitam yom tev, you are mechuyah. Take Tosfos, so what might not come even. But bottom line, if you have to have a meal with bread in it, you have to have pas, because it's a Yom Tov, you have to have Pas because of Yom Tov. Because of Kvod Yom and Kvod Laila, so you have to eat the Pas in the Sukkah. So what is it, what do you gain? V'tan v'may nafkemina. V'mzoch lech v'shvil a Yom Tov v'shvil Sukkahs. Bottom line, you're mechuyif to eat the bread. Mechuyif to eat bread, you have to eat it in the Sukkah. That's called achilas kelim. So here there are two versions of what the answer is. Tosfos has one version, and the Rosh has a totally different version. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So what do they say? Niu Emer Rabbeinu Yehuda, the answer is, Naf Kmini Kigon, Sheyardu Gishamim, it's pouring on the first night of Sukkot. Yochlu Chutz L'Sukkah, everybody had a Suda, and they ate in the house, because it doesn't make sense to eat in the Sukkah, it's only Teshu Kein Tadurum, only sitting in Mitztairis Potam in the Sukkah, there's no Kima Mitzvah. So it's pouring the first night of Sukkot, so he eats in the house. And then if it stops raining, the Ashto, in the Kvod Yontif, if the mitzvah of eating Leil Yontif is only because it's Yontif, Shapa, he was yotze ready. He ready ate chutz l'zukah. Well, in Bishvil Sukkah, but you learn out from the Pesach Hamishaseh Hamishaseh that the first night of Sukkah is the same, similar to the first night of Pesach, that you mechuyif to eat in the Sukkah. Mechuyif to eat in the Sukkah. Avol Bishvil Sukkah, beyond the Rishon, tzoch la'asav alechol b'sukkah, l'achar sheyiv Sukkah ha'kshamim, d'yafina tezvav tezvav, t'chagamat tzavol b'shar hayomim. Let's say in the morning of Sukkah, if it's pouring, and you're not going to go eat in the sukkah in the rain, Teshu came to Durim, it's Tarus Potam in our sukkah, so he's going to make Kiddush and eat in the house. Then after he finishes eating, then it stops raining, and the Shadda says he have to go eat in the sukkah, eat again in the sukkah. Why should he eat again in the sukkah? He already had Sudas Yontif in the house, because it was raining, so he wasn't Mukhif to go in the sukkah. Abu Bishaya, Menetzarch, on the other day, outside of the first night of sukkahs, if you ate in the house because it was pouring outside, there's no mitzvah to go again after the benching, to go again and eat again in the sukkah, you're not mechuyif. But the first night you are mechuyif to eat. So Tosfos, the way it's printed in our Tosfos, then it says on the side, Ayin Heitev Tosfos Sukkah Chav Zayin. Tosfos there gives the same answer but a different version. That's what the Rosh has the other version here. So the way it says in our Tosfos, even if it's pouring on the first night, there's no mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. Even on the first night. Not only the rest of sukkah, if it's pouring, there's no mitzvah to eat in sukkah. Teshu can't do it, only if it's comfortable, if it's reasonable. It's unreasonable, you're not mechuyif even the first night. There's never a mitzvah to eat in sukkah in the rain. But if the person ate in the house the first night, because it's pouring and it's getting uncomfortable, and then it stops, he benches, and then it stops raining, then he's mechuyif to go eat in sukkah, even though he's stuffed to the brim. He ate so much the first night, stuffed. But now he's mechuyif to, now he has an opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah, to eat in the sukkah. So he has to strain himself. He has to eat another kazayis in the sukkah when it stops raining. That's the way it says in the Tosfos. In the Rosh, he has the other version. It says, I inhate the Tosfos in sukkah. The Rosh has the other version of the Tosfos. So when do you say if it's raining, you're not mechuyif to eat in sukkah? That's the other days of sukkahs. But the first night of sukkahs, it's a separate chiv. There's one din, Masukas Teshva, Teshva came to Duru, Masukas Teshva, Shuas Yomim, Teshva came to Duru, if it's reasonable, if it's raining, you don't sit in Sukkah. That's the mitzvah of all 7 days, Masukas Teshva, Shuas Yomim. But the first night is a chiv achila b'sukkah, not a chiv yeshiva b'sukkah. If it's Teshva b'sukkah, if it's chiv yeshiva b'sukkah, so it has to be Teshva came to Duru. But once you say the first night is Chamishasa, Chamishasa, from Chag HaMatzis, what's on Chag HaMatzis? There's a chiv for Erev Toch L'Matzis. It's a chiv achila. It's a chiv achila the first night of Pesach. It's not a chiv yeshiva b'seder. There's no chiv yeshiva b'seder. There's a chiv achilas matzah. So if we learn on Chamishasa, Chamishasa, there's a chiv achilas not matzah. There's a chiv achilas lechem on the first night of Sukkot. So even if it's raining, If the Gzeirah Shavah Hamishasa, did, there are two versions here in Tosfos, the way it's printed in our Tosfos, the way the Rosh and the Tosfos and Sukkah quoted. The way it's printed in our Tosfos, even the first night, if it's raining, you don't have a mitzvah to sit in the Sukkah. Because the mitzvah the first night is there, not a mitzvah Sachila, the Sukkah, it's a mitzvah Yeshiva, the Sukkah. But whereas, whereas the other days of Sukkot, I say Teshuva came to Duru, sometimes you don't want to wash for bread, you want to have a snack in the middle of the year. So you don't necessarily eat in the kitchen, you have a snack wherever, in the study, and in the Beis Medrash you have a snack. So Sukkot also, only if you have Achila Bikvias, if you have Achila Saroi, you're not mechuyif to eat in the Sukkot. Ochel Maroi Chutz L'Sukkot. And also Yadarshan Teshu came to Dura, only if it's within reason, if it's comfortable. So if the first night, the Gzerishol Chamishos Chamishos, tells me, the first night you're mechuyev, it's not optional, it's not Teshu came to Dura, if he wants to, he boy yachal. No, the first night you're mechuyev to have a yeshiva besukah, and then if it's raining, it's not called yeshiva besukah, it's not Teshu came to Dura. But the way the Rosh quotes it, and the way the Teshuvah Sukkah quotes it, the first night is not a chiv yeshiva b'sukkah, zechiv achila b'sukkah. So even if it's teshu shalokei taduru, it's not a mitzvah of yeshiva, it's not a mitzvah of yeshiva, it's a mitzvah sachila. Even if it's raining, also you have to eat in the sukkah. So that's the generally accepted in Shulchan Aruch. It says like that. Even if it's raining, eat in the Sukkot. Except that in the Shulchan Aruch it says, even if it's raining the first night of Sukkot, pouring, it's extremely uncomfortable. You say bracha leshiva Sukkot. So that the later Achrenim say, we don't say bracha leshiva Sukkot. It's two versions in Taisus. According to our Taisus, according to the Taisus here, Mem Tesam Beis, you don't have a mitzvah when it's raining. If it stops raining, after you finish the meal, if it stops raining, then you have to go back and eat again, even though the guy's not hungry. But kol zman it's raining, there's no mitzvah. Well, so how can the Shulchan Aruch pasken like the other girsa, like the Rosh's version of what the Ri said, Rabbeinu Yehuda? This is Rabbeinu Yehuda early on. He's the Bala Tesis on Brochus. Most of the Tesis come from the Tesis Rabbeinu Yehuda. They call it Rabbeinu Yehuda Achosid. It's not really, that's not Rabbeinu Achosid. Rabbi Yehuda Sirlion, they're different. Ozarua was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Sirlion. He always quotes from Rabbi Yehuda Sirlion. Amram Ritmerg was a Talmud of the Ozarua. That was the end of the period of the Bali Ateis. And then the Rosh was a Talmud of the Maharam Ritmerg. The Rosh and the Mordechai and the Goes Maimonides were Talmidim of the Maharam Ritmerg. So those are the two Girsas, yeah. Those are the two Girsas in the Tosfos. So most Achronim assume that if it's raining the first night, a lot of Achronim say it's not right to do a mitzvah without a bracha. If you're going to sit in the rain, you're going to eat in the rain, then you're going to do the mitzvah without a bracha. So that's maybe you are mechuyif to say the bracha. So the same Shulchan Aruch, maybe you should wait till Chatzos. If you wait till Chatzos, maybe it's going to stop raining, unless they predict it's going to pour the whole night. What are you going to gain by waiting till Chatzos? So many Achronim recommend you should wait till Chatzos to see, maybe it'll stop raining, maybe you'll be able to eat in the Sukkah with a bracha. And then if you see it's not stopping, or if you don't want to wait till Chatzos, that's some Achronim hold that that's a violation of Vayding Yom Tov. Everyone should wait till Chatzos. A couple of hours. What are you going to do a couple of hours? Then you're going to fall asleep. How can you wait till Chatzos? So that's a shaila. Is that proper to say you should wait till Chatzos? But if it turns out that you're not going to wait so late, or you waited till Chatzos and it's still pouring, then you eat in Sukkah without, you say Amoitzi, but you don't say Leisha Basukkah, because it's a machlek, it's two versions of what the Rabbeinu Yehuda said. What is Tosfos quote? V'hod the Amin with Perik Eled Vorm, Sochem Daf Samaches. Marbrei the Ravina Haviyas V'taneis et Kul Shato. He fasted every single day of the year, except for Purim and Erev Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, Erev Yom Kippur, there's a special mitzvah to eat. V'tish alachayrish ba'erev. V'nisim esnav sezech v'tish alachayrish ba'erev. It sounds like you have to fast on the 9th of Tishrei. The Gemara says, you don't fast. You fast on the 10th of Tishrei. What's up in the 9th? Mora says, Kol Eichel B'Shoyse, Be'er V'Yam Kippur, Ma'la Vakosu, Ki L'Sana Tshiv Asiri. When it says you should fast on the 9th, it means you should eat on the 9th. Well, the Torah Shem Balpeh reinterpreted the Pasuk. Pasuk sounds like you should fast on the 9th. So one interpretation the Gemara gives is that this is the marker for Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. You should start fasting a little bit before the 10th, before Yom Kippur enters. The other interpretation the Gemara gives is, no, there's a special mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Why is that so? Why is that Kil Hisana Chiv Asiri? So some say, if you're going to eat a lot on Erev Yom Kippur and then fast on Yom Kippur, so you're going to be hungrier on Yom Kippur. Others say, fakert, that the eating on Erev Yom Kippur is to give you the strength to be able to fast on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Kevega has a discussion of that. A woman and a tshuva. A woman didn't feel well, so she really didn't want to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. So the question is, maybe eating an Erev Yom Kippur constitutes a mitzvah sasesha as man groma. So maybe women are exempt. So Rabbi Kevega thinks that not. He thinks that the women are probably mechuyif, because it's not an independent mitzvah to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah to eat an Erev Yom Kippur to prepare for the tannis. So since the women are mechuyif to fast on Yom Kippur, so this mitzvah says the Shazman Grama is an exception to the rule. They probably are mechuyif to eat on Yom Kippur. Is that takas so? Is that the nature of the din, the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, is to prepare for the tonis? Or is it a separate din? So the Netziv has in his commentary on the Shilpas, he points out that there's a machlekes harishanim, whether the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur only begins in the daytime or even begins the night before Erev Yom Kippur. He thinks if it applies even the night before Erev Yom Kippur, that's not going to help you pull through the fast. What you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, you can say that's to prepare for the tonus. But what you're going to eat Leil Erev Yom Kippur, that's going to help you. So he thinks that that's a fundamental machloikis, whether the mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur is like Rabbi Kivega said, it's to prepare for the tonus, or it's a separate mitzvah. Erev Yom Kippur is a yontif. Well, why is Erev Yom Kippur a yontif? Because the Gemara says Yom Kippur is a very jolly day. The Mishnah in the end of Taina says, Lo hayu lahem nisrael yamim tovim ki yom ha-kippurim ki chamishasa ba'ov. And Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av, the girls would dance and they would make a lot of shiduchim. And Yom Kippur in the afternoon to Mincha, we learn Parshas Arayis. Why do we learn Parshas Arayis? Achrei Mois. So Tosfos Megillah gives different reasons. So one of the reasons is, you used to make a lot of shiduchim on Yom Kippur. So you have to learn Parshas Arayis on Yom Kippur in the afternoon to make sure that they don't marry, they don't propose or marry a girl whom they're not allowed to marry. That's one explanation that Tosfos gives. That is, in Yon HaDiyayim, they made a lot of shiduchim on Yom Kippur. So the so the Gemara says Yom Kippur was one of the happiest days of the year. Lo hayu lahem nisol yom tovim kachamishasa ba'av v'kiyom ha-kippurim shemehem v'nasol yotzes. The girls would go and they would dance and the boys would find shiduchim. So the Gemara says, Bishleima Yom Kippurim, we know what the celebration is, Yom Shenitna Batayra, the Lucha Shnias. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai with the Lucha Shnias. So that's why there's a special reason to celebrate. But what is Chamishasa B'Av all about? So the Gemara says seven, eight different reasons. We're not sure exactly what they were celebrating Chamishasa B'Av. Apparently it had something to do with Shiduchim also. So that's why they used to make Shiduchim. The Gemara gives different reasons. What's the celebration of Chamishasa B'Av? But on Yom Kippurim is Yom Shenit Matar. That's why he's celebrating. And the Gemara says, this Gemara Pesachim Daf Samaches says, Hakon Moedim, there's a machlokes, Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua, how are you supposed to celebrate Yomim Tovim? There's a contradiction between two psukim. One pasuk says, Atzeres Lashem Alakecha, and one pasuk says, Atzeres Yilti Alachem. You should eat, drink, and make and be merry. Atzeres ti alochem. One pasuk, Atzeres l'Hashem l'kecho, sounds like you should daven, dedicate the whole day to davening and to learning. So which is it? So you have shnei k'suvim amakrishim, there is no kosov ashlishi, she'achriya b'neim. So what do you do? What's the midrash ha'tarin edreshes b'em over here? So that's a machlekes, Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. So Reb Lezer says, you have a choice. Whenever you have shnei k'suvim amakrishim, that means you have to choose either A or B. Okula Lashem, Okula Lachem. And the other Tana, we pass like Rabbi Yeshua, Chalkeu, Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Lachem. Even though there is no Pasuk, that's Machriye Benem, so you should figure out on your own to make some kind of a compromise. And the Rambam explains, Kachu Adas, Kachu Adin, this is the practice. You dab Mairev, then you eat the first meal, then you dab Shachris and Musav, then you eat the next meal. And on Shabbos, you dab Mincha, then you have Shalvashudas, you have Chalkeu, Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Lachem. So the Gemara says, this machlokes of Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, that according to Rabbi Lezer, you have an option of doing Kulal Hashem, dedicating the whole day to learning and to davening. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer's opinion only applies on other Yom Tovim, doesn't apply on Shavuos, because Shavuos is Yom Shenitnan B'Torah. So Hakol Moedim Atzeres, everybody agrees on Shavuos, you have to have elaborate meals, because Yom Shenitnan B'Torah. And Hakol Moedim on Shabbos, because it says a Karasa the Shabbos Einig. So if in the Gemara it would appear there's no din of Kibbeh V'Einig on Yontif, only on Shabbos, B'Tevishi Gemara. And the Gemara says Hakol Moedim on Atzeres Yom Shenit Matoira. So Yom Shenit Matoira is a day that you have to have elaborate meals. So what do you do on Yom Kippur? The Gemara says at the end of Tainus that the Bishleim Yom Kippur is a day to celebrate the girls are dancing Yom. Yom Kippur is a special, jolly, happy, very happy day. So how come? Why? Because Yom Shenit Torah. What do you do with this concept? And on Shavuos, Hakamoid, the Matzaros, Yom Shinit, Matur. So that's what some say. That's why there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Really, the mitzvah to eat is on Yom Kippur. But on Yom Kippur, we don't allow you to eat. It's the Yom Mechila Slicha V'Kapar. You have to fast. So we fulfill the celebration on Yom Shinit Matayra by eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So that's what the Netziv says. There seems to be a machlekes HaRishonim whether the mitzvah of Sachila Erev Yom Kippur is like Rabbi Kivega says, to prepare for the Tonus. So that only makes sense by Yom. The daytime, the night before Erev Yom Kippur is not going to help you. You're going to eat all you want at night. That's not going to help you fast on Yom Kippur. It's too far in advance. And the other Rishonim hold, no, there's a separate independent mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. That's really the mitzvah to eat on Yom Kippur, Yom Shinit Matur. But we can't fulfill it on Yom Kippur, so we do all the eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Yeah. That's what the Netziv explains, that it says in Shulchan Aruch like that. There are two minhagim. Whether you say long slichas on Erev Yom Kippur, you say very short slichas. The minhag always used to be that they said the slichas in the middle of the night. They didn't say slichas like us after the sunrise on Erev Yom Kippur. They used to wake up in the middle of the night way before Alois HaShachar, and they said slichas. So that's the shaila. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Netziv explains. If Erev Yom Kippur, the whole day Erev Yom Kippur is a yontif, we're celebrating Yom Shinit Matar. We can't celebrate on Yom Kippur because you have to fast. So we eat on Erev Yom Kippur, so the whole day is a yontif. So then, maybe it's not right to say such long slichas. So that's why the whole world has a minig that we say very brief slichas. You say less than 15 minutes of slichas. All the other days of Seres Meitshuva, we say long slichas. And Erev Yom Kippur say very short slichas, by the Ekkes the minig is over here in the Shulchan Aruch they quote by the Ekkes the minig is that they say 2 hours of slichas, just like an Erev Rosh Hashanah they say 2 hours of slichas. So on Erev Yom Kippur they say 2 hours long of slichas. Why? Because the slichas are recited balayla. So they hold that the yontif of Erev Yom Kippur only begins in the daytime. It's not really a yontif celebrating Kabbalah Satorah. That's why you eat. No, you eat on Erev Yom Kippur to prepare for the Tonus. And that only helps if you eat by Yom. You're going to eat Leil Erev Yom Kippur. That's not going to help you prepare for the Tonus. So Erev Yom Kippur, the night before Erev Yom Kippur, is nothing but nothing. It's garnished and garnished. And then other rabbis, since you're coming close at the Yom Kippur, so their meaning is that they have twice as much. They say more slichas. They say an hour, 2 hours worth of slichas. So again, so the Gemara says there, that's the Gemara Pesachim Samaches. Gemara said there was a Machlekes of Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. How do you fulfill the two psukim that contradict each other? One pasuk says Aseres Ti Alachem, one pasuk says Aseres Lashem Alakecho. So Rabbi Lezer says when you have Shnei Ksuvim Ankhish and Zeza, you have to either choose A or B. You can't fulfill both because it's a stira. So he says, either you choose to do like this or like that. Either you eat and drink all day long, or you learn and you daven all day long. And we pass on like Rabbi Yeshua. Chalkeu, chetzel Hashem, chetzel Hashem. The Gemara says, on Shabbos, everybody agrees, karas of the Shabbos oneg. You're not allowed to fast. And even Rabbi Lezer will agree, you have to have elaborate meals on Shabbos. So that's the Gemara that is befavorish in the Gemara. The kibbut v'yonig does not apply to yontif. So Gemara in Beitza also, he said, by Shabbos Kovas, whatever, you're not allowed to eat Achilas Keva from Tevo before Rias Pnei Abayis. And whatever, then there are 7 things that are Kaveh. Shabbos Kovas, Melach, if you salt it is Kaveh. Mekach, if you buy it is Kaveh. Bishul is Kaveh. Whole bunch of things that are Kaveh. All Medirabbanon. You're not allowed to have Achilas Keva. So Gemara is only Shabbos Kovas. Yontov is not Kaveh. So the Gemara says, why Shabbos Kovas? Because Karas of the Shabbos Oinig. So you see also the Feirish Gemara that Kibbut V'yonig only applies to Shabbos, doesn't apply to Yontif. It's against the Rambam. The Rambam said, and everybody assumes like the Rambam. We assume like that. We assume Kibbut V'yonig, Oinig is Mechayiv and Pas on Yontif, and Chalamoid, there's no Kibbut V'yonig. Chalamoid is Simcha, but Simcha is not Mechayiv and Sudim. So you can't say Simcha on Yontif is Mechayiv and Sudim. The same Chayiv Simcha, Chalamoid is on Yontif. Chalamoid is not Mechayiv and Sudim. So where's Yontif? So we usually assume on Yontav, the Mechayiv of the Suda is the Kibbut V'yonig. So that's against the Gemara, the Gemara B'Ferish. There is no Din of Oinig on Yontav. We don't know how to deal with it, okay? So the Gemara said, this Marbre, the Ravina, Avi Yosef B'Tanei Sekula Shata. He fasted, he used to fast all year long, probably in the daytime, at night he ate. He would fast every day, but even Shabbos and Yom Tov, he would fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov also. The only 2 days that he wouldn't fast were Erev Yom Kippur, a special mitzvah, and Shavuos, and Purim. The Gemara said, those are the three exceptions to the rule that he wouldn't fast. Erev Yom Kippur and Shavuos and Purim. And Purim, there are the two girsas in the Gemara. Why didn't he fast on Purim? So the way it says in the Gemara, because it says, "May mishta v'simcha ksiv." It's a pasuk, Megillah sister, "May mishta v'simcha." Then the Goyim had a different girsa than Yom Shenitna b'Torah. Since Purim is Yom Shenitna b'Torah, so just like Shavuos he wouldn't fast, Hakom by the Matzeres, you have to have an elaborate meal. So Purim is also Yom Shenit Matar because of the Kimo the Kiblu. And Agamar doesn't say that. Agamar just says, Imei Mishta v'Simchak Shit. That's the Shilta said that Girsa. Shilta says, Mordechai quotes that from the Shilta. The Girsa, the three days that were exception to the rule, Mabre de Rabina would not fast, would be Purim and Erev Yom Kippur and Shavuos. So it seems in the Gemara that he would fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov also. So Tei says, how can he fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Isn't it against the din? The Gemara says, Mechuyif to have Pas, even without our Gemara. There's a Megillah's Tainus. And the Yom Tov, the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to fast. He would mamish fast. Not just he wouldn't have Pas, he would Yosef Tainesa. He would fast. How can he fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov? What's going on over here? Masha Meshayim Asana B'Yom Tov. And for Tei says, before Rishvi, the B'Tainus Chaloyim Kamer. He would fast the Tainus Chalon. That's a Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara says, if a person wakes up in the morning and he had a scary dream, a very frightening dream, so then he's mechuyev to fast the Tainus Chalon. If he takes it to heart, if he's nervous about it. If he takes it to heart, then he's mechuyev to fast. If he doesn't take it to heart, if he just laughs it away, he wakes up in the morning, then if he gets mashayim, he's not bothered with the Chalon. So then you're not mechuyev to fast. But if the person is nervous about it, then the Gemara says, Mukhif to fast. Then the Gemara says, even if it's on Leil Shabbos that he had this dream and he wakes up Shabbos morning, it's Mukhif to fast on Shabbos. But then it has to be Sorach Mesev Tainis Le Tainisa. He has to fast on Sunday because of the fact that he fasted on Shabbos. What does that mean? So Taisis and Tainis, there's a little Taisis and Tainis. Taisis and Tainis says that he needs a kapara for having fasted on Shabbos because it's not really right. So it's not right to tell him not to fast. So we say, no, he has to fast. Because the Chaloyim is Echem Mishishim B'Nevuah. If he takes it to heart, if he's nervous about the Chaloyim that he had, so it's what to be afraid about. It's a Suffix Sakana. So we allow him to, we tell him that he should fast. No, if it's Suffix Sakana, so Pikoch Nefesh is Echem Kalatarukul, that's a Hatzola member. How to drive someone to the hospital on Shabbos. He saved his life. A doctor does surgery on Shabbos. He delivers a baby, whatever. So he has to fast on Sunday because he was Mahal Shabbos. You don't have to fast on Sunday. He did a mitzvah on Shabbos. So the Netziv has in its commentary on the Shiltas, no. That's if you have real Pikoch Nefesh Decha Shabbos, you don't need a kapara. You don't say Tzorch Nevesh of Tainus L'Tainisa. But sometimes we say that you should fast the Tainus Chaloyim on Shabbos and not a Sofik Pikoch Nefesh. It's a different Bechina. It's Chatei B'Shul Shetiske. Like we had the thesis on the previous daf, that Rav Lezer was Meshacher his Zebed. Gemara says, Mitzvah de Rav Meshaini. So Taisis says, on daf Mem Zainam in Beis. I think Gemara says in the beginning of Shabbos, Chayomim Lo'alodim Chatei B'Shul Sheyiske Chavercho. Or do you say Chatei B'Shul Shetiske? So the answer is, in rare cases, we do say like that. So that's the mitzvah, the Rav Meshaini, we allow, we say, Chatei B'Shul Shetiske, Chatei B'Shul Sheyiske Chavercha. Yeah, we do allow it in a rare case. But he says, whenever the Netziv claims, whenever it's Chatei B'Shul Shetiske, then you need a kapora. Whenever it's Pikoch Nefesh is Doicha, Pikoch Nefesh is a Hetegomer. Whether you say Dchuya Hutra, but at the end of the day, it's Hetegomer. Even if you say Dchuya. Dchuya means it's Mutter with a Krechts. Hutra means Mutter without a Krechts. But after your Krechts, then it's Hetegomer. It's Mutter Legamre. So you don't need Tzorch L'Mesev Tainus L'Tanisa. When a doctor is Machal Shabbos to save someone's life, he doesn't have to fast for a kapara. But if you ate, but if you fasted on Shabbos because of a tainus chalom, so then it seems says it's a b'china of chatei b'shul shetiske. We would recommend you should fast, but it's not really a safek sakana. So what exactly is it? It's very unclear. As a Rav Soloveitchik did like that tesis. That's a tesis and a little tesis, and tainus has like that. Tzorach l'meis of tainus l'tainis, you need a kapora for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos. So don't fast on Shabbos. The answer is no. If you fast only on Sunday, the Gemara says, Yofet tainus l'chalom ke'esh lina ores, just like if you have combustible material and you light a match, the whole thing is going to catch flame right away. So too, if you fast, Yofet tainus l'chalom, if you had a scary dream, so if you fast on that day, that's ke'esh lina ores. That's going to destroy the gzera roh of the chaloim ra that the person had. But the Gemara says only if he fasts on that day. If he fasts on the next day, it's not enough. So Tosis says, he fasts on Shabbos, but it's chatei b'shul shetiske, so therefore he has to fast on Sunday because he did an aveira fasting on Shabbos. It's not understood, so let him not fast on Shabbos. What's going on? So that's where Rav Soloveitchik had a different interpretation. He thought, you fast on Shabbos because yofe tainus l'chalom ke'esh l'na'oris. If you fast on the same day, that'll rip up the gzeirah of the chalom. So why do you have to fast toch meisim tainus l'tanisa? So he said, no, it's a different word. Shabbos, because Shabbos is a cross of the Shabbos oineg, so one who fasts on Shabbos has an incomplete kiyum. It's not a complete kiyum of a tainus. Complete kiyum of a tainus is only if you fast on a weekday. If you fast on Shabbos and Yontif, that's an incomplete kin. But you can't, if he had the chalom ra on Friday night, he can't tell him to fast on Sunday. The Gemara says only be also yom if you're going to fast on the same day. You have to fast on Sunday because the tannis was incomplete. The tannis on Shabbos was incomplete. But it's not that he needs a kapora. Tzorach l'meisiv tainis l'tainisa. He thought doesn't mean that he needs a kapora. What he did that was improper, if it's improper, so don't fast on Shabbos. He thought, no, it is proper, but the kiyum is incomplete.
Isn't that idea based on the Gemara on Lamed Aleph from the Beis in Brachos by the bottom? And the Gemara there says, you should do the Tainis, and it says, V'Avol Pi Kein Chozin V'Nifraim Yivein Erdin Oreg Shabbos, and it says that the Takana is Lazy Tainis.
It's a simple reading of the Gemara, it's like Taisus said, yeah.
Maybe, I don't
know. Maybe it's a different Gersa, I don't know. But the way it says in our Gemara is, Beferish like Taisus, yeah, you are right. Beferish like Taisus. We should check, then they have all the shinui nischos from all the manuscripts in the world online. So someone should check to see, is there another shinui girsa there? A brachas daf lamed aleph. Maybe there's a girsa that's missing that line. I don't know. The Gemara only says about fasting tainus chaloim on Shabbos. Never says about fasting on Yom Tov. So the Ramo has a commentary on the bottom of the page of the Tur. It's called the Darkei Moshe. Dak Moshe originally was much longer. He didn't know the Ramo lived in Krakow in Poland. He didn't know that Rabbi Yosef Karo wrote a Beis Yosef in Tzfat. And then when he, after he printed his Dak Moshe, then he saw the Beis Yosef already wrote a whole commentary, so he abridged the Dak Moshe. What we have is the Kitzer Dak Moshe, but they reprinted the Dak Moshe Horach, the longer version. Every so often he abridged the Dak Moshe. The intention of abridging it was to leave out all duplication. So you don't have to read twice whatever the Beis Yosef quoted. You don't have to read it twice in the Dak Moshe as well. But once in a while, he was mekatzah so much, he even leaves out things from the Dak Moshe that don't appear in the Beis Yosef. So it's often of value to read the original Dak Moshe, Ha'oruch, to see something that he didn't, that he left out. That don't appear in the Beis Yosef. So here the Dak Moshe has this long discussion. The regular Dak Moshe, even the abridged form, has a discussion. Does it make sense to fast on Yom Tov? On Shabbos, there's no Chiyuv Simcha. There's only a Chiyuv Kibbutz V'Oneg. So Oneg is judged subjectively. So if I had a Tainus, if I had a Chaloim Ra, and I'm petrified when I wake up in the morning, I'm very scared, I'm very nervous. So under my circumstances, it's probably oineg is determined subjectively. So it's my oineg Shabbos that I should fast today. It's my mitzvah. Usually my oineg Shabbos is that I eat, and under the circumstances, it's an oineg Shabbos to fast. But on Yontif, when there's a chiyuv simcha, so maybe then we should say that simcha is determined objectively. You don't say it's judged subjectively. If it would be better for me to fast on Yontif, I should fast. Maybe we say, no, since Yontif there's a chiyuv simcha, so simcha maybe has an objective standard, and you're not allowed to fast. Yeah.
The Shaggs already tries to prove even Yantav is subjective, for example, Nashim, in the Sameh, the woman, the man, the Zamchon, the kids, with the nuts. That's what he writes. But that Yantav was also like that.
Also subjective. Yeah, from the Gemara would appear. Yeah, that's what we assume. So we assume that even if a person has a chaloyim ra on Yontif, also he should fast. But the Ramah originally is mesupik about it. Yeah. The Ramah is mesupik about it. That's the same thing. Let's say a person is aggravated on Shabbos. Aggravated about something. And if he'll sit and he'll cry it out, then he'll get it out of his system. So we would say on Shabbos there's a mitzvah avoiding Shabbos, and usually you're not allowed to cry, but if he's going to be aggravated the whole Shabbos, and if he cries it out, he'll calm down the rest of the Shabbos, and we would recommend he should cry. The Shabbos on Yontif, would you say the same? Would you say that Simchas Yontif is also determined subjectively, so if he'll cry it out of his system, he'll have a better Yontif? Well, you say no, Simcha is determined objectively, and you're not allowed to cry on Yontif, period. So the Ramah raises the question in the Darkei Moshe. So he says, we assume that when the Gemara says, Tainus Cholam on Shabbos, we assume Mu'ad Deinami on Yontif. Yeah. So that's what Tosfos says, Beferish Hashem. Mabre, the Ravina, who fasted every day of the year, except for Purim and Shavuos and Erev Yom Kippur. So it sounds like Mashmahoy Masana B'Yontif. He fasted on Shabbos B'Yontif also. How are you allowed to fast on Yontif? And for Tosfos, the Tainus Chaloyim Kamar means whenever he had a Chaloyim Ra, he would fast. It doesn't mean without a Chaloyim Ra. Whenever he had a Chaloyim Ra, he would fast, even if it happened to be Shabbos and Yontif. So Tosfos says Beferish, that the fast on a Yontif, Tainus Chaloyim is Mutam. That's how the Ramah comes to the conclusion like that. Tainus Chaloyim Kamar. Aber B'Shar Tainus also, that you're not allowed to fast on Yontif. So this is a famous place. There's a line in the Bir Agroa that people tuple about. The Agroa says about sitting in Sukkah, he doesn't like the Mechaber Paskins, that you sit in Sukkah on the first night of Sukkah with a bracha. You say the bracha leishah pasukkah, even if it's pouring and it's extremely uncomfortable. So in Tosfos, Tosfos doesn't say like that. That's the other version. That's what the Rosh quotes, the other version of what Rabbi Yehuda Silvi answered. So the Bi'ur HaGra doesn't like that version that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that you sit in Sukkah and you say a bracha. So he says that there's no shame Sukkah in the rain. What kind of lashon is that? There's no shame Sukkah in the rain. The pashtus is that the question is, what's chamishasa chamishasa from chag ha-matzis? The first night of Pesach is a mitzvah sachila. So the first night of Sukkah is a mitzvah sachila b'sukkah. Then you have to sit in the sukkah even if it's raining. Oh no, the first night of Sukkah is a mitzvah b'yeshiva b'sukkah. Yeshiva b'sukkah. The yeshiva b'sukkah is obligatory. The rest of Sukkah is ibo yachal, ibo lo yachal. Because teshuva came to duru. Person doesn't always. Reb Lezer says Teshuva came to do Chayvanim Lachu Yudal Sudas Basukah. You have to have 14 meals because every day of the year you have breakfast, you have supper. So the Basukah is Teshuva Shiva Salim. Teshuva came to do. You need breakfast and supper in the Sukkah. Chacham say no. Teshuva came to do just like all year long. Once in a while, a guy's going to skip a breakfast, a skip supper. So he has the right to skip on Sukkahs as well. So that's the shaila. Is chamishasa, tell me that there's a chiv achila b'sukkah laila rishon, even if it's pouring on the chamishasa, because Rabbi Shava tells me there's a chiv yeshiva b'sukkah, which is not optional. It doesn't need iboy yachal, iboy lo yachal, like Teshuva came to dur, iboy yachal, iboy lo yachal, the other 7 days of sukkah. The first night is an obligatory chiv yeshiva b'sukkah. Yeah, that's also a shaila. Achrayim discuss. They have in the footnotes on the bottom of the Mate Ephraim, they have Heoris by the Mate Ephraim. So he raises the question, why don't you learn on Chamishosa, Chamishosa, M'chag HaMatzah, is that the women, just like on Pesach night, the women are M'chuyev in Matzah, so too on Sukkot night, the women are M'chuyev to eat in Sukkot. So through the rest of Sukkot, it's a mitzvah, says the Shaz Magrama, women are Potter, but maybe Laila Harish and Nechayev, why? So that's the shayla. What's Laila Harish? Laila Harish and Nechayev, Zerusha B'chamishos, Chamishos, and there's Chiyev Achila, Chiyev Achila. So then it should be like Pesach, maybe. That just like women are mechuyev and achilas matzah, maybe women should be mechuyev and achila laila harishon. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, we assume they're not chayev. Or maybe I should say, no, it's not. Chamishos, chamishos, it is a chayev achila. No, on Pesach night, it's a chayev achila. But on Leil Sukkot, it's a chayev yeshiva b'sukkot. Unlike the other 7 days of Sukkot that you say, b'sukkot, teshva, teshva, kein toduru, iboyochel, iboyochel. The first night, it's an obligatory chiyuv, yeshiva b'sukkah. But it's yeshiva b'sukkah, then the women are not chayv. If it's achila, then maybe the women should be chayv. It's a new mitzvah. Yeah. Rav Soloveitchik said over from his father, Zechon Levrach. There seems to be a contradiction in the Rambam whether he holds mitzvah sichas kavan or mitzvah sein sichas kavan. So the Rambam quotes the din in the Gemara that kafu the ochal matzah, if kafu parsim, a guy holds a gun to my head and he makes me eat the matzah leil Pesach, and I really didn't have a mind to be yotzeh. Just I was petrified. The guy is going to kill me if I don't eat the matzah. So the Rambam says kafu the ochal matzah yotzeh sounds like mitzvah sein sichas kavan. That's what the Gemara quotes that. Seems to imply the mitzvah at the end of the third parak in Kiddush in Rosh Hashanah. Sounds like mitzvah Saint Tzvichas Kavanah. But then the Rambam says that if I want to be yotze with someone else's tkiya shofar, you have to have kavanah shameh and kavanah mashmiah. He has to have a mind to be yotze me. And I have to have a mind to be yotze. So the Gemara seems to say that depends on mitzvah Tzvichas Kavanah. If you hold mitzvah Saint Tzvichas Kavanah, not only hatikel l'shir is yotza, if I'm blowing shofar just for practice, I would be yotza. If ain't tzvichas kavana, you eat of someone else, blow shofar, and they didn't have a mind to be yotza me, I didn't have a mind to be yotza, you would also be yotza. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. So it's a stira in the Rambam. So Abchaim held that the answer to the stira is like some of the Rishonim say, that the Rambam paskins mitzvahs ain't tzvichas kavana. But by Shamea Kaina, you have to have Kavana Shamea, but Kavana Smashmiya. Yeah, but that answer is against the Gemara. The Gemara seems to assume that Kavana Shamea, but Kavana Smashmiya is just an application of the din, a mitzvah sichas kavana. If the din would have been mitzvah and sichas kavana, he wouldn't require Kavana Shamea Mashmiya either. But that's what Rav Chaim thought. The Baal HaMor says like that. The Baal HaMor says there in Rosh Hashanah, the end of the third parak. Once you get to the end of the sugya, so Kavana Shamea Mashmiya is not because of the din of Mitzvichas Kavana, it's a din of Shamea Kaina. You have to have Kavana Shamea Mashmiya. But the Ran on the Rif there in Rosh Hashanah gives a different explanation for the Rambam. He says the Rambam really paskins that Mitzvah is Tzvichas Kavana, except for Achila. Why? The Ran says it based on a Rashi. The Gemara had a Havamina there to distinguish between Tkiya Shofar and Achilas Matzah. Why should one distinguish? So Rashi says, because Misasik b'chalom ma'arayis chayv shekei nehena. Let's say a person is Mechal Shabbos b'shoigig. He didn't realize today is Shabbos. His watch stopped. And he thought it's still Erev Shabbos. Or his watch is too fast. And he thought the Shabbos is over. And he was Mechal Shabbos B'shegi. You have to bring achatos. Or if he didn't know that you're not allowed to write, you're not allowed to erase, he didn't know, never heard of this malocha. So that's Mechal Shabbos B'shegi, is chayav achatos. What if a person Mechal Shabbos B'misasek, he had something in his pocket, and he walks out in the street carrying it, and he didn't realize that he was carrying anything. So that's misasek. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, if a person Mechal Shabbos B'misasek, is not chayav misa at all. Tosfos assumes, the Rambam doesn't agree, Tosfos assumes that the Misasek is not Chayv Chatas, is not only a din in Hilchos Shabbos. Shmuel says, Misasek on Shabbos Potter because Malachas Mashevis Osvater. So it sounds like Misasek is only a din that applies to Malach Shabbos. Malach Mar Shabbos Asur Ter. So Tosfos says that that's not correct. Misasik Adin and Kol HaTerkuv. Any avera that you do, but misasik, so you're not chay v'chatos, except for chalov and varayis. Why she came to henna? Let's say the person ate the chalov b'shoigeg, and he didn't realize that it was chalov. So if he didn't realize what the facts were, he didn't realize what the identity of the food that he's eating is, that's called misasik. Or he comes home and he goes to sleep, he sleeps with his wife, and then it comes out that it was an ashes ish. He didn't realize. So he was misasik barayis. He thought of his own wife, he thought everything was beheter, then it turns out it's someone else, it's an ashes ish. So yichai b'chatas. Why? The Gemara says, shekein nehena, misasik b'amarayis chav shekein nehena. So you see that even though misasik usually is not considered as if I did the aver, as if the aver happened by itself, I didn't do it. But if shekein nehena, then the act relates to me, despite the fact that I'm misasik. So even if you're the mitzvah shichas kavana and beli kavana, you're not yotzei the mitzvah, that's only a different mitzvah, like tkiyah shofar, like anochas tefillin, like tzitzis, chavei, some other mitzvah. Kriyashma. But a mitzvah of eating matzah, ve'erav toch lematzah, since he's nene, shekei nene, so the ma'aser mitzvah relates to me, even though I did it, the misasik. So that's what the Ran explains in the Ram. How come the Ramam says, Kafu v'yachal matzah, kafu parsiim, the goyim, threatened to kill me, they held a gun to my head, they threatened to kill me unless I eat the matzah, and I eat the matzah, lela seder. So the Ramam paskins that gemara that you yotzei. That seems to imply mitzvah, saying tzichas kavana. And then he says that you're only yotzei kiddush and abdolah from someone else, if there was kiyah shayfer, with shamea kaina, if there was kavana shamea mashmiya, and that's based on mitzvah tzichas kavana. So the Ran says, he doesn't say that shamea kaina needs kavana shamea mashmiya. He doesn't give that answer. That's, Rab Chaim says that based on the Balamot. So the Ran gives a different answer. He says that achilas matzah is the exception to the rule. The rule is that basically mitzvah tzichas kavana, the exception to the rule is shekein nehena. So Moshe Soloveitchik, glad a shayla, what would be the din? The first night, the Rambam says, kafu b'yochal matzah, if he ate matzah the first night of Pesach. What if he ate in the sukkah? They hold the gun to his head and he said, we require of you, you should eat right now, the guy eats in the sukkah. Would you say shekein nehena and he's yotzei? Or would you say no? So Rabbi Soloveitchik thought that it depends on this issue. Here's the mitzvah. What are you learning out? Xerishava, Chamishosa, Chamishosa. Are you learning out that it's a mitzvah sachilo, Laila Harishon? Then you can say Shekein Nehena. But if you say it's not that you're learning out it's a mitzvah sachilo, it's really the mitzvah sukkah seishvu, yeshiva besukkah. And yeshiva besukkah is all 7 days of sukkahs. But all 7 days is teshuv came to duri, bo yochel, bo lo yochel. Sometimes he has the right to skip breakfast, sometimes skip supper. And that's why we don't accept Rav Lezer's opinion that you have to eat 14 sudas in the sukkah. But Laila Harishain, you learn out from the Gzereshav, the Chamishasa, Chamishasar, that there's an absolute chiyav of achila, not achila besukkah, there's a chiyav of yeshiva besukkah. He's mechiyav to sit in the sukkah. But the way to fulfill the sitting in the sukkah is by eating. But it's not really a mitzvah achila, it's a mitzvah yeshiva besukkah. So if you say it like that, then you can't say shekein nehena. So that's making a lot of assumptions. That nafkemina in this shaila, whether the Chamishasa tells you it's a Chayvus Achila or it's a Chayvus Yeshiva B'sukkah, is making assumptions that you only say Misasik B'chalam Rashkein Nehena because the Chiyav is for Hanoa. So if the Chiyav is Achila, if the Laila Harishon of Sukkah is a Chiyav Achila, then you can say Shekein Nehena. If the Chiyav is Yeshiva B'sukkah and the eating is just the Chetimsa that is considered Yeshiva besukkah, then you wouldn't say shkei nehena. It's not so mukhrach, but that's how Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought. There is a machlokes rishonim. How much matzah are you mechuyev to eat the first night of sukkahs? Are you mechuyev to eat a kazayis? Mechuyev to eat a kebeitzah? So if the chiyuv is achila besukkahs, achila chamishasa, just same as Pesach night, a kazayis. But if the chiyuv is yeshiva besukkah, so yeshiva teishu came through, is only yeshiva's keva. Yeshivas Haroi, you're allowed to be chutz l'sukkah. So the chiyav achilas matzah, all the 7 days of sukkah, not the chiyav achilas besukkah, all the 7 days of sukkah is only if you're having achilas keva. You're having achilas Haroi is not. And what is Hamish's achilas keva? more than a kibetza. So then the first night you should have to eat yosem mikibetza. Wow. You would have to eat yosem mikibetza. That's a discussion in Rishonim. How much matzah, the Ritva on Sukkah has that discussion. How much matzah are you mechuyev to eat the first night of Sukkah? Should you learn out of Rishonim Chamishasa Chamishasa Kizayis? That's how the Rishonim says there. Taisus there in Sukkah Chav Zayin quotes the Rishonim that you need Chameshas Mine Dogon and it has to be Kizayis. Or should you say no? The Chamishasa Chamishasa just tells you that the Chiyav Yeshiva B'Sukkah is binding. It's not optional. It's not Teishu Gein Taduro. You have to eat in Sukkah Laila Rishon, but it's B'Toris Yeshiva B'Sukkah. It's not B'Toris Achila. So then you should, L'chari, you should require more than Yosem Mikibetza.
Would a novel be Chayav on the first night to send him Sukkah? A novel. Because he's been mitzvah, the Chiyav is an Achila, Sam. Would he be Chayav on the
Sukkah? What do you mean the novel is mitzvah?
It's really Mar said the reason why the novel is father is because can't sit in the sukkah. It's not a good environment for him.
Gives
up the rush in the sukkah.
No. Moshe Dovel Ischai. You don't say
mitzvah
potem
in
the sukkah.
I mean,
achola. Achola, yeah.
So, would we have sit in the sukkah first night?
Oh, that's the shayla. If you say you have to sit in sukkah even if it's raining, and you say a bracha, the way the rush and the way the shulchan aruch paskin, then the chayla would also be mechuyev to eat in the sukkah, even though it's extremely uncomfortable, even though it's much more comfortable to eat at home. That's a shayla. Would you say mitzvah potem in asukah laila harishon? Right? If it's a chiyav achila, so then in mechuyev, even if he's mitzvah, even if it's not teishuv tatur, even if it's raining, right? That'll depend exactly on these two versions of what the Rabbeinu Yehuda said. So this is a famous tesis. But if you look there in the tesis in sukkah, there was one opinion that if you forget Yalav Yavai and benching, you have to repeat it. There's only Laila Harishon of Pesach and Laila Harishon of Sukkot, and the other Yom Tovim, not so. You're not Mechuyev and Pas. You want to Mechuyev and Pas, Laila Harishon. Woo! We don't follow that opinion. We don't pass like that. So that's Rabbi Kedega's first tshuva. So why is that so? So he suggests maybe because of Simcha, maybe women are Pater from Simcha. That's the wild tshuva. The pashtus is that the Mechayev is not Simcha. Because Chalamoid, you have the same Chiyav Simcha that you have on Yontif, and you don't bench over on Chalamoid. So you see that the Mechayev of the Sud is not the Simcha, it's rather the Kibbut V'Yoyde. Chalamoid, there is no Chiyav Kibbut V'Yoyde. So that's based on the assumption. There is a Chiyav Kibbut V'Yoyde on Yontif. That's against the Gemaras. That's against the both Gemaras. Gemara in Psochem Samaches and the Gemara in Beitzah. That's a problem. Then the Gemara comments on the machlokes of Yudin and Rameir in the Mishnah. How much bread do you have to eat in order to be mitzvah to azimut? So Tosis points out the machlokes in the Mishnah is not just here. At Kama Mezamnim, the little Tosis that says Shaykh in the Mishnah, it really belongs in the Mishnah. Machlokes of Meir of Yudin is not only how much bread do you have to eat to be mitzvah to azimut, how much bread do you have to eat to be b'chuyif to bench, b'chuz amazim, period. Forget about the azimut. Kizayis or kibetza. So the Gemara says it's based on psukim. Ocha b'kroy pligi, the second white line. Ameisav ve'achalta zo'achila v'sabat toshtia v'achila b'kizayis v'abiyudusav v'achalta v'sabat v'chidishesh v'siya sevia kibetza. So the Gemara sounds like kizayis is a din deraisa. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam holds. Kizayis is a din deraisa. That's how he explains the maisa with the Anai Malka. Well, Malka, so we don't paskin like that. So what do we do with this Gemara? So Tosha says the whole Gemara is asmachta. The Meir Sovar, Tosha says, I may read, the Hanikroi asmachta, the Almaninu. But the Rai said, we hold like the Gemara Dav Chof from the days, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rai was the nephew of the Rabbeinu Tam. He knows what his uncle said, but he doesn't accept it. Well, Tosha is an attack against the Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah. What's the din? Mishiyotzam Yerushalam Neska Shaybiyot the Besar Kodesh. What's the din? More correct is, he's supposed to burn Psuli HaMagdoshim in the same place where the Mokam Achila is. So Kochin Kochin, the Mokam Achila is the Azor. So you should really burn them in the Azor. Let's say Pigol Noisar. You should burn it in the Azor. Kachim Kalam and Makam Achil is Yerushalayim, so you should burn it somewhere in Yerushalayim. But if he already traveled so far away from Yerushalayim, in Mabat Tzofim, he passed Tzofim, so then we make a sorfa bimkom. Even though the Ikar Mitzvah really is to burn in Yerushalayim. What does Tzofim mean? So Tzofim says it's not Harat Tzofim, Mokam Sheshmo Harat Tzofim. Means, can you still see Yerushalayim or not? That's what the Rashi says here. That's what Tosis quotes a different Rashi, a different Masechta, that Tzof means Harat Tzofim. So they disagree with that Rashi, and they say our Rashi is correct. Tzof means, he's so far away from Yerushalayim, you can no longer see Yerushalayim. So then you can burn it wherever you happen to be. How come a Mekel, if the Ikar Mitzvah really is to burn the Psulei Kochim Kalim in Yerushalayim? So I think the Gemara says that that's only with the Rabbanim. If it would really be a Din D'oraisa that the Ikar Mokam Sreif as Kochim Kalim is in Yerushalayim, say Mokam Achila, then we would have required, even if he went back to Kiryat Shmona, even if it's a long distance, should really go back to fulfill the Mitzvah. So I think the Gemara said B'Ferusha, that Din, that Kochim Kalim, the din to burn kochim in the Azorah, that's, I think, a din deraisa. So if, even if he passed Ovat Tzofim, we would tell him, go back and burn it in the Azorah. But the din to burn kochim kalim, hoy b'yoda b'sar kodesh means kochim kalim he has, so kochim kalim to burn in Yerushalayim, that's only midirabon. So there we make him. There's too much of a tircha, there we make him. So how much Bistar Kodesh does he have to have that we require of him that he has to go back if he didn't yet pass Tzofim? So that's a machlokes hatanoim, Rameh Rav Yudah in the Mishnah, whether it's Kizayis or Kibetz. What does it mean? Echad Zeh, what are the Zeh Bezeh, what Zeh Bezeh? So Rashi tells you the first din in the Mishnah. First din in the Mishnah is a guy is on his way, at Er Pesach, a guy is on his way to his in-laws, he's going to the mountains, he's going to the hotel, whatever. He's going somewhere for Pesach. And then he realizes that he forgot he has chametz in the house. He forgot to burn the chametz. He was mevatel chametz. So min haTorah bebitul be'al masagi. Once you're mevatel chametz, you're not in violation of Bal Yirah b'Yimotzeh. But the Raisa bebitul be'al masagi. But the Rabbanan, you're not supposed to rely on the bitul be'al masagi. But it's going to foul up all of his plans. We tell him, go drive back. You're going to drive back to burn the chametz. If he had his cell phone and call the people up and say, you have my key, go into the house, I left a bag of chametz on the kitchen table, please burn it for me. Sure, that would solve the problem. Hocham asking, he has no cell phone. And his next door neighbor doesn't have his key, so he can't call up and say, please burn the chametz for me. So the shayla is he mechuyev to go back home, all the way home, and to ruin his whole plans for Pesach, in order to observe the mitzvah de Rabbon. So the Gemara said, that's the machloik, yeah. So it says, sometimes he is mechuyev, but how much? How much chametz did he have to leave behind? Kezayis or kebetza? So that's machleg zamer and rabbiuda. So zeb zeb kezayis, zeb zeb kebetza. Zeb zeb means he left Yerushalayim taking b'sar kochim kalim with him. So how? What volume of b'sar kochim kalim are we talking about? Kezayis or kebetza? And he left his home and he's going to the hotel. He's going to his in-laws for Pesach, and then he realizes on the way that he left chametz in the house. What's the shear? So it's less than a gezayis, he can rely on the bitl. It's more than a gezayis, and more than a kebetza, that is a machalik, a mere beauty. How much is it? So first thing, Mara thought, that it's the same shayla by benching. How much, what's the shear for bread? What's the shear for kochim? Is the shear gezayis? Is the shear kebetza? What do you mean, what's the shear? What's the shear for eating matzah? The machalik is, the shear is gezayis. What's the shear for korban pesach? Gezayis. The shear in kavat tarkula. What's the shear for getting malchus, for eating tray for basa b'cholam? Shear is always kazayis, not kibetzim. What do they think? The machlegs are mer, abud, and kol ha-tarakula, whether the shear on food items is kazayis or kibetzim. I don't know exactly what the habamina was. Why did the Gemara think that the two are connected? I don't know. So the Gemara says they're not necessarily connected. The machlegs hatanoim by benching is based on the psukim of the anasmachta. The achalta be kazayis, the yisei b'savata means shtir. Or you say v'savata means he ate more bread. V'chalta would have meant kezayis, v'savata means he had two kezayisim. So that's a machloikis by benching. One machloikis l'chud. And then there's another machloikis by the Yotzam Yerushalayim with the Besar Kodesh. Hasa misvar pligir. Me'a savar chazarasa kitumasai. The din is that noiser is metamiz ayadayim. There's a din of the Rabbanan. But Oichel maroni metami achayim, if you have a kibetza, less than a kibetza is not. So one Tana says, chazarosa ki isura. The shear is always in kola tarkula. Shear is kezai. So chazarosa, to go back to burn the chametz, not to rely on the bitul bial masagi, not to rely on the din deraisa, that depends on the shear. The shear is kezai. And the other Tana says, no, chazarosa kitumos. Why should it be chazarosa kitumos? The Gemara doesn't explain why. Why should it be chazarosa kitumos? I don't know. Right? So the simple reading of this Gemara is that Kezais is deraisa, and that's what there have been in Tam Paskin like this Gemara, that Kezais is deraisa, and that's the story with Yanei HaMelech, and the Ribala Taisis rejects it. We Paskin like the read that Kedesvi is deraisa, Kezais is the Rabbanon, and the whole Gemara here is only Asmachta. Okay, we will stop here. Tomorrow I have to go to a conference of Mashgichim that the OU is having. I think I will be able to give a shiur tomorrow at the regular time, 12:45. If I won't be able to, I'll have to notify you. But I think I will be there. So,
of everyone being the tahir themselves based on the pasuk in the Torah about rachat. One of the dinim about tefillah over there, and he says, Rambam writes over there that you don't have to, you have no chiyuv to go right away. It's just as if you want to enter the mikdash or yichachim, that's when you have to do it. But the Rambam says in the Mishnah Torah, the tefillah is mamon mitzvah, because the Rambam writes that you're tovel on Yom Kippur and Tishrei.
The two gerses in the Gemara in Shabbos that prove both whether tefillah and Yom Kippur is based on the assumption tefillah is mamon mitzvah.
Yeah.